We love it, and it's an awesome thing that you do not have to wait to bring your family to church to be in the kingdom of God. We can be on mission 24/7 every day, and we love it when families go together and they engage themselves in mission and spreading the word. Here's a family that has been on adventure.
Is it my own?
You got to get close.
There I am. Okay, it all started a couple weeks ago when we were lazy and didn't come to church that morning. But
sinners.
Yeah, but we had church at home and it was a great church
great.
Service. But anyway, it started out, Dana and I went out on a date. This is my wife, Dana, and I'm Jamie. And we went out on a date, and one thing led to another, and God had led us through this part of Wichita that we don't go through very often.
And Broadway.
And when we do go through there, we don't have our eyes opened. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we've been praying for God to open our eyes. So anyway, we go through there, and there's all these homeless people downtown that are just sitting on the church steps. You know, the Catholic church right there, just south of Lord's Diner, is where we're at.
Yeah.
All these people sitting there, and Dana's like, "Man, look at all these people just sitting here." On the church steps, I said, "Yeah, and here we are supposed to be the church, you know." Mm-hmm. I mean, and we pray to be filled with the Spirit all the time. And what Samuel said, or what Stephen said, made a lot of sense. But so I said, "Yeah, and here we are to the church and not doing anything. I mean, what are we? We're doing nothing. As me and her, I was talking. Me and her, we don't make any effort. We see this stuff all the time, but what do? Nothing." She said, "Okay, smarty pants. So what do you decide we do? What do you think we should do?" So I was like, "Well, we need to go."
He was angry.
And
God's voice sounded angry there for the moment.
Yeah, I did get angry. But I was like, "Well, I guess we can go get them something to eat. You know, I mean, we can't feed them all, but we can feed a few." And there was only a few on the church steps. So we turned around, went to McDonald's, and I had the doors locked and, you know, just wondering if I should even do it. But so then we went back. We fed 10 of them. Mm. You know, we went and got 10 meals, and we fed 10 people. Mm. And we got there, and there wasn't 10 people there, but 10 people showed up real quick.
Wow.
You know, and they were telling us how much of a blessing it was. This one lady was like, "We got an ice cream earlier today. Now we're getting a meal." So, you know, so whenever I was handing out the meal, I told Dana to stay in the car and just watch my back because we never done it. We've never done anything like that. Never stepped out of our comfort zone ever. So she did, and then handed it out, and I got in the car, and Dana was just bawling, and I was feeling so blessed. I mean, they were like, "You're blessing us, man," and this and that. "I've seen you before." I said, "No, unfortunately, you never seen me before. I've never done it." But so Dana was crying, and then I'll let her tell the story on the way home.
It was just that we were in the right place, and we were available, and God made it very loud and clear what we were to do. So. And then we went home. We were excited to tell the kids. So we went home and told the kids about it. And they were excited and wanted to go back next week. So we did. We had to make cookies. And I bought stuff for sandwiches. And then he mentioned it. We really didn't intend for anyone to know. I guess it was supposed to be just to bless us, I guess. But anyway, so Jamie mentioned it to his parents. And his mom went out that very week and bought waters and chips. And so we made 40 lunches.
Wow.
And went down the next week. But we're nervous about, we didn't want to get all, you know, 9 children out to hand out meals to, you know, the homeless. But I asked Jamie to ask a friend just to go with us and not to bring anything, just to come with us, just so that way there were 2 men. And so we did.
So we handed out 42 meals last week. And it wasn't the people that we fed, it was just their reaction, just their, you know, they're not going to throw that food away.
Yep.
They don't know. Even if they did eat already, I mean, they know where their next meal's coming from, and not many of them down there do.
Yeah.
You know, some of them just wanted a Target bag,
yeah.
You know, anything that they could take. So what we get out of it is the joy from the Lord, you know, being in obedience to the Spirit, doing what he asked, showing love to people, you know, because it's easy to write a check to give to all these people.
Yep.
But it's hard to do, see it face to face, you know, and touch them and
Amen.
Hug them and
Amen.
tell them Jesus loves them. You know, I'm not down there. I'm not going down there to bring them to know the Lord. I'm going down there to show them what Jesus is, you know.
Good.
So that's our mission, and we're going to continue to do it.
Are the kids excited about it?
Kids really like it,
yeah.
And then we got involved with 2 more groups now in Wichita
awesome.
That do it. So
awesome. Good. Way to go. Family on mission. No kiss.